The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. It was a disappointing loss and weekend for us this past weekend. Michigan State played a really good game, and we weren't able to match them. So, we move on and start getting ready to come back home and play Illinois. And we'll do all we can this week to get ready for a big game.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open the call for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. I was curious. I know you have the 24-hour rule, right, where you move past a win or a loss, but clearly emotion is part of the game. So how do you go about balancing, drawing on certain emotions, but not too much, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, you really don't have much choice because unless you're in a bye week, you have to turn your attention to your opponent at some given point. So, the thing we request of our players, they can enjoy a win and, feel bad about a loss the following day and certainly the day of. So that varies the TV times, all that kind of stuff. But really the deal is when they go to bed Sunday night, they've got to put that behind and move on to the next opponent. And as coaches, we have to move a lot quicker just because we practice on Monday. So really midday Sunday, we have to get our eyes forward and work forward. But there's always some emotion that's tied with that. But typically what I've experienced is once you get up and start running again, typically you kind of just train yourself to move on to the next challenge.
Have you had teams that struggle more with that in the past, and how have you worked through it?
I'm sure we have. And some games are easier to move past than others, but that's part of the challenge. There's a million challenges every season, and that's just one more part of the equation that you have to learn how to handle. And typically not always, but typically more mature teams, older teams can handle things a little bit better than younger teams. So, the scale changes, but the challenge remains the same pretty much.
Thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune.
Hi. I know you've talked about this a bit already this season, but I'm just wondering this new tradition of the wave, what that means to you personally, what it's been like seeing that reaction out of the crowd. And also, I know it's hard during a game, but is there any plan for player participation with that, or is that possible at all?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's really been heartwarming, and I can't sit here today and give you the name, although I think one person's kind of been uncovered as the person who's really the driving force behind it. But the bigger story in my mind, first of all, great idea, and then the bigger story is that it's just been so widely and warmly embraced by everybody, and it's just one of those things that's kind of organic. It's partly coincidental because the hospital is directly next to our stadium. Yeah, and the thing we've asked, who wouldn't support that? I mean, who wouldn't support what that's all about? We've just asked our most importantly, asked the kids and their families to understand and appreciate that our time is really precious when we're on the field and we're really focused on what it is we're trying to do. So be a little bit disruptive for us to turn and be involved as much as we'd love to. So we try to do other things during the course of the year. We've got a ladies' football academy. We have a day where the kids' captains come in August, and they come to a scrimmage and, get a tour with our seniors of the locker room. And, a lot of little things, not to mention numerous hospital visits our players and staff make. So those are the ways we have to make up for it. And I think they're pretty understanding of what it is we're doing during the game. But we so widely embrace what it is the fans are doing. And I said this last week, Coach Fry started a great tradition here called the Swarm, the way we take the field. And as long as I'm here, we'll continue that and honor that tradition because I believe in it so fully. But the nice thing is, whoever the next coach is, he'll make the decision on that. But I think this wave is something that'll, live through, a lot of coaches and a lot of players. And I think it's really a neat thing.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today. Okay. We'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you.